But I'm in for
No, December maybe.
There will be
We'll see.
December maybe.
Let's see if I'm here. I'll hopefully be here.
December 9th.
Yep.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yes. Hey, guys. Hey.
Okay, 6 o'clock. You ready?
Hey. No, yeah,
Sarah.
no, Sarah today. Yeah.
All right, it's 6 o'clock. Call to order this city council meeting this Tuesday, November 18th, 2025 at 6 p.m. Welcome, everybody. It's good to have people here. We'll start with the item one, introduction and pledge of allegiance, opening prayer reading or expression of thought. Council, is Sarah coming? Do we know?
I'd be happy to do it.
By Ann Arrington. Thank you.
Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and
our Father in heaven, we're thankful that we could together tonight, City Council, and grateful for the members of our community that have come to voice their opinions and to be part of the process. We're grateful for this beautiful city that we live in, and grateful for people who do make it great. We're thankful for our police and our staff, our public works. We're also especially grateful at this time for our veterans and those who serve our country so diligently. We pray tonight that as we make decisions, that we'll be able to be insightful. We'll be able to think of future generations, and that we'll be able to make wise decisions. And we are again thankful for all of our blessings, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Anne, for filling in. Okay, item 1B is declaration of conflicts of interest. Have you reviewed the agenda? Are there any conflicts to declare?
Nope.
Seeing none, we'll move to item 2, consent items. Oh, sorry, 1C. 1C is public comments, questions for the mayor or council. How many of you are here for item 7, speed limit changes? Okay, how many are not here for item 7, speed limit changes? So for you three. So speed limit changes, I'm going to move up after item 3. Talk about that. That's just the canvas. That should go fairly quick. And we will present some things, and then I will give you the opportunity then to speak to the speed limit changes. So if somebody would like to make a public comment or questions for the mayor or council, not related to speed limits, now's your chance. Art, just a reminder, please state your name.
Art Bingham, 1000 West, resident. I just had a public comment about where the pickleball court is. Right to the south of the pickleball court where the retention area is. I'd love to see that be left open some way, somehow, so the citizens can use that as a public, you know, extension of the park. Right now, the fence has been taken out from the parking lot. The pickleball court extended the fence over, and so there's still three fences, or three sides are fenced, but it's just nice to be able to walk around the top of it. I'm not proposing like any expense to the city or any improvements, but just really to let it sit for a little bit and see how people use it and utilize it. If it might be a consideration to, just use that space in the future.
Okay, thank you. Cool. Have a talk about that one, staff. Okay, anybody else? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to the item 2, consent items, minutes of October 28th, 2025, both open and closed. Closed ones are in your red folder. And item 2B is the bills of Pleasantview City. Any questions, changes?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the consent items as stated.
Do I have a
second?
Okay, motion by Gibson, second by Arrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, item 3, canvas. Canvas the 2025 municipal election. Sorry.
On your counter, you do have the results. It wasn't in your packet. You have it now. So tonight, what you guys need to do is declare elected those persons that have the highest number of votes and the office for which they held. And also, we're just going to kind of go through the report. And if you have any questions or anything on that. And then I have a canvas certification that you guys need to sign. As soon as we're done, I'm going to pass along and you guys sign that. So on the first page, like that, and this comes from the Weber County Elections Office. There were 6,159 active registered voters, and we had a turnout of 4.67%, which is very good. The number of ballots counted was 2,759. They rejected 8 ballots. And then there was 2 provisional ballots that were casted, and they were both counted. They mailed out 6,261 mail-in ballots, and I asked them why that was higher than the registered voters, and they basically said some of them were lost or they were residents that had moved out of the city. So there are a lot of variations for why that was higher. The ballots not returned that they mailed out was 3,510, and there was 133 ballots that were undeliverable. They had 6 ballots that they received past the deadline, and there were 2 ballots that were returned and unsigned. And then the next pages, you have 11 pages, and these are all the precincts. I don't know if you want to go through every one of them. It just tells you,
the total, probably.
Okay.
Unless you guys want to go through precinct.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. No. So everyone just kind of tells you how many registered voters and how many people voted and the percentage in that precinct. But the totals are what we just went through. You guys want to look at those for a minute?
Laurie, the 6,260 number is mailed out versus the registered voters. Is that the difference for 133?
No. I asked them. I said, why is that higher? They said basically they would mail out because people lost their ballots, so they would mail out some more. Or they mailed them out to people that had moved, that were in the city but then later moved out of the city. Just a lot of weird variations. Or people, their ballots were destroyed and they got another one. Yeah.
So do you need a motion to accept the canvas and
but we gotta go through it first.
You're gonna declare it elected, the persons with the highest votes and the office that they can. That will be the motion.
Do we need to state names or just
state names?
Okay. I can do it.
If you're ready, go ahead.
So, okay, I don't see where it says that, but obviously, so there we go. I'd like to make a motion to accept the canvas ballot information and to accept that Steve Gibson is the mayor-elect for Pleasant View City, and Sean Wilkinson and Johnny Ferry are the city council-elect for Pleasant View City. Is that what you need? Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion by Yuri, second by Nelson. Does this need to be a roll call where we're all signing?
It doesn't need to.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimous. All that. And then we all have to sign this immediately following the candidates.
They come out.
I don't have to see this.
Find them out.
See ya.
You haven't been retained for special counsel for the next 4 years.
All right. Okay, with the council, I'd like to move item 7 up, which is speed limit change, since we got a full gallery of people interested in that topic. So item 7, speed limit change discussion, possible action to change speed limit on 1000 West and 2550 North. Let's take them one at a time. Let's do 1000 West. Again, I asked for this to be included, and I asked Chief Talbot if he would do a study, and he has done that on those roads. And And we did, just so you know, we did the speed limit test on 1000 West down where it's 40, right?
Yep.
Okay. What? Please go over those results.
All right. So when we do these studies, we have it's a little black box. Put it out there so that people they can't see. Like the speed trailer, you can put that out and you can see it coming down. We have a little black box that we put out to kind of give us a good, accurate information. What people are doing when nobody's watching, I guess. So we put the black box out there on 1000 West. When we do this, we put the posted speed limit as 40 miles an hour. And I'll just go through this real quick. So the way it works, we put the posted speed limit as 40 miles an hour. And then what we've also put in the data collection part of it, the tolerated speed. Now the tolerated speed is 7 miles an hour over the speed limit. Basically, that's what we would tolerate somebody at. You know, we would say, okay, speed limit's 40. If you go by at 47, there's a good chance if you do get pulled over, you're going to get a warning, or you're probably not going to get pulled over. Either way, you're probably not going to get a ticket at 7 miles an hour over. Anything above 7, we figure that we want to know those cars separate from the ones within that tolerated speed. So on this one here, we set the speed limit at 40. The tolerated speed was 47. and then it collects how many vehicles go by it, how many are within the tolerated speed, the percentage that are within the tolerated speed, and then the percentage that are going over 40. The interesting thing is, I'll just give you an example on the day that had the most vehicles. It was on the 12th of November. There was 2,353 vehicles that passed the black box that day.
Wow.
Again, the posted speed was 40. The tolerated speed was 47. So there was nine cars that were speeding. So there was nine cars that went over 40 miles an hour past that black box that day. And there was eight of those nine were within the tolerated speed. So eight of the nine were between 40 and 47. There was one car that went above 47 miles an hour past going down. the high speed that day was 51. So one car that was going above 47 was going 51 miles an hour down the
was down it a pickup there. Truck?
Yeah. It doesn't say.
A dually.
I hope it wasn't a blue F-150. So a couple things that stood out to me. The average speed on that road, of all the vehicles, the average most days was 31 miles an hour. The high was 34. So of all the days that we collected that data, which was from the 6th to the 18th, the highest day was 30, the average. So the average of all those vehicles was 34 miles an hour. The max speed was 51 was the highest day. And the max speed ranged from 43 to 51. So there are cars going, above the tolerated 47.
Chief, can you give us an idea where it was exactly in that 40-mile zone? Do you know where the box was placed?
I think it was on the speed limit sign down south of the church.
Yeah, it was right down on the speed limit sign.
But it wasn't close to either end, really. It was pretty much in the center.
Pretty much right in the middle, yeah. He kept it right in the middle.
Yeah, I remember seeing it and thinking, oh, he's doing this stuff.
And that's just a normal speed limit sign. It didn't have, flashing that you're going too fast or anything.
No, I think the one at the top flashes, but... Okay. I don't think the ones down below.
No, they don't.
Flash. And we're talking about 1000 West, right?
Yeah.
So would this be, I'm thinking people pulling out of the church and driving 10 miles an hour because they haven't got driving. What I'm wondering is if we've skewed the statistic low because people are pulling and getting going as they drive by it.
That's kind of.
Yeah, so.
The 12th was a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's true. So, you wouldn't. Yeah, so Your highest speeds were on.
Well, I think I don't know.
This doesn't tell me what day of the week it is, but I think like the 11th and 12th was like a Tuesday,
Wednesday.
Didn't we have a council meeting on the 11th?
It wouldn't be that
bad. It was Veterans Day.
Yeah. So, okay. So Tuesday and Wednesday was the highest.
I'm just trying to reason how people are. I mean, I do follow people that are going under the speed limit on that road quite a bit. But it surprises me that that's the norm, that that's the average, is people are going 6 miles an hour under the speed limit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like, do we need a campaign to get people to, like, it's, I'm joking. Yeah,
that's,
obviously.
That is kind of,
well, just so, you know, my proposal was, you know, to put this on here to make the whole road the same.
Yeah.
And do away with the 30-40. You know, it seems to me, based on the data, that my recommendation would be make it all 30. Okay, we made 600 West 35, and the rationale there was we didn't really have many driveways, just a couple, and the rest was just, you know, parks and